Absolutely. I think it's something that, you know, at the beginning of the year when you set your goals, it's definitely one of your goals, you know, winning your division, getting into postseason play, and let everything else, you know, take off from there. So we're definitely excited as a team, but we don't want to get too overly excited to where we can't go out and do, you know, our job on Saturday.
How much soul searching did you personally do on that flight back to Miami?
You just really thought to yourself, you know, is this what we want to go down as, you know, all season long and put this type of play out there on the film. You know, we're a better team than this, you know, especially defensively than what we went out there and put out there. And I think for us, we just wanted to take it back to the basics and just take it one game at a time and not really overthink it, you know, because if you look back then and everybody talked about how good we were on paper, that really didn't translate to some of the games at times. And I think us as a team, we just got our minds together and coaching staff, players included, and just, you know, took it one game at a time and practiced on it. And now we're kind of reaping the benefits from it. Never at all, because it wasn't like where it was something, you know, extreme. It was little small things that just continue to add up and kind of, you know, bit us in the rear end a little bit. And I think, you know, we went back and we practiced those things and we continue to try to get better at those things. And I think now, you know, we're seeing the benefits from it, you know, like tackling better, you know, getting everyone to the ball, getting sacks, tip balls, turnovers, playing great red zone defense, all those things collectively. Stats sometimes is misleading. I think it's some key stats that you really like to look at as a football team, which is, you know, red zone defense first and foremost, third down defense, turnover ratio, all those things. Of course, rushing defense, because, you know, they can run the ball on you, you really don't have a chance. So I think some of the other stats really don't tell the tale as much as some stats do. And I think overall we're at the top in a lot of those categories, but I think it's some that we always want to be at the top, which is red zones and third down defense. he's really extreme out there, and I think that kind of you know, what makes him a really good player. You know, he plays hard from, you know, whistle to whistle. He gives a great energy to feed off of as a team, and I think anytime you're playing middle linebacker, you have to have that fine line to where you really, you know, extreme and you're able to go out there and communicate, because he's kind of like the quarterback back there on defense. So he really can't get too over the top, because it's a lot of things they have to do on each call and every play where he's kind of the lead guy out there getting everyone in position.
You're one of the few guys who's been here through this whole run. I mean, you've kind of seen the arc the last 4 or 5 years, PS2 and the injuries. What's it been like for him watching him these last couple of years, and now he's back at this point where you guys have a top five defense? He's probably playing better than he has since the injuries.
It's a good feeling. You know, I've had my share of injuries throughout my career. And anytime you have those injuries, it takes a toll on you just from a mental standpoint, because it's a long grind throughout the offseason just to get back to where you was in form. And then now you have to go out there and physically do it all over again. And then sometimes it takes longer than expected. And it's something that you have to kind of, you know, keep in your mind at the same time, because in this game right here, there's really no chance to wait around. You know, you have to play if you're 85%, 75% at times. And that's the way it works in the NFL. But I think overall, he's done a great job of keeping his mind, you know, focused on what he had to do and got his body to where he can go out and perform at a high level again. And I think now we're seeing that from him.
Everyone mentions J.J. and Whitney this year, but how important is he to you guys, the overall scheme, in terms of the kind of the spirit and soul that he continues to bring in the locker room and then on the field?
Because he's the guy in the middle. He's the guy that, you know, has been there the longest, you know, of anybody over there on the defense. He brings the excitement, the energy. You know, of course, you mentioned J.J. and those guys, but he brings a little different tenacity over there with us, you know, very physical presence there in the middle of the field. And I think that's what you need from your middle linebacker. His communication level, you know, he takes it in. He's not just the guy over there saying, I'm in charge, we're going to do things this way, and that's it, the bottom line. I think he takes his feedback from his players and, you know, put those into the game plan the best way he can to satisfy, you know, everyone altogether. Of course, you know, there's going to be different guys that's going to have a little more leeway than others. But I think he does a great job of using everyone's skill set to the best of their ability.
Jonathan, do you think going into the playoffs right now, you guys are in like a group defensively playing the best football
Absolutely. I think, you know, I said it a lot early in the year. The more you go on throughout the season, you kind of want to get better each and every week to when you get here, you know, in November and December. And, of course, at the postseason, you're playing your best football. And I think that's where we are right now as a defense. There's still room for improvement, but I'm sure we can only be happy for where we are right now from where we were in the beginning of the year. It's right up there at the top, you know. It's always different because of certain situations, but I think I can't really remember a time where I've been on a defense that's been this dominant, you know, week after week after week, you know, playing, holding guys to, you know, less than 10 points, leading the league on third downs by a long shot, and just, you know, not really giving the offense any breathing room at all throughout the full course of a game. So I have to put it right up there with the top of some of the defense that I've been on throughout my career.